a lady from Coláiste Dúlaig. She's in the Higher National Diploma, the final year, and she's going to tell us all about a festival that has kicked off actually last night, and it's going right through the week up until Saturday, and it's called Rough Cuts, a festival of original work. Hi, Saoirse.
Hi, how are you?
I'm really good, thank you. I know you're really busy, so I can't keep you for very long because you're at the moment you're in the middle of really organising the actual festival there at the Sean O'Casey Theatre there in East Wall. It really seems exciting. There's 10 original pieces of work being shown across all genres of music, dance and film, all by the performing arts students there in Coláiste Dúlaig. Tell us a little bit about this.
So it's every year the H&D Tools, which is a part of a Dry Ice Theatre Company with Coláiste Dúlaig, get the opportunity to put on a festival of original work. And this year we're given the opportunity that the students usually would only put on plays, but there's so much different things that people are into in the year that we have this year there's dance, there's also a play that features film in it, and we have a musical. It's happening down the Sean O'Casey this week. We started last night and we had a very successful night of shows, and the show that was on last night will continue Tuesday and Wednesday, and then Thursday night a new set of shows, which will be 5 other new original pieces of work, will start, which will go on for Thursday, Friday and Saturday.
Alright, so halfway through the week you change the programme, is that correct?
Yes, we do. It's then just to fit in the 10 shows and give the audience the opportunity to get to see everything.
Right, so there's 5 shows. I'm just going to do a shout out. It is so reasonably priced to go and see these shows. It's pretty much €1 per show because you're showing 5 at the moment, and these will go on until Wednesday, and then you'll show the next 5, which is a total of 10 original works. Is that correct?
Yeah, and the price is €5 and show, they're more just to get people down to see that the talent is in Dublin and to show that it's like, even just to come to the college, how many, because it's not just acting that we do, it shows that how much you can kind of get out of it, because the production was all taught to the students and they're all putting that on themselves, the costumes, the lights, the sound, so to show off everybody's work.
So, yeah, so these students, these performing arts students, are writing, they're creating, they're producing, and they're directing their own work. Is that correct?
Yeah. H&D2 is the final year of the course, so most people will go out into like the big bad world of acting next. And this is, we find, the best way to learn, and it definitely was a huge learning experience for all of us. Getting the show from an idea onto the stage.
That's amazing. And so this is the Higher National Diploma, the H&D as you call it. So the successful students or students that are really into performing arts will go on and do the degree after that. Is that the idea, Coláiste Dúlaig?
It's not compulsory, but like I plan to do it, and the majority of the class do. Do plan to go on to it.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about you, Saoirse McCann. Tell me a little bit about you, and you're a student at the college at the moment.
Yeah, so I went in 3 years ago to do FITAC, which I thought would only perform just 1 year, and then I found out that they did the diploma, and I went on to do that. And so in FITAC you do a lot of more performing, you do singing, dancing, acting, and then when you move up they show you the backstage, which is very interesting, and it is very useful for anybody who wants to act to know how to work backstage. I'm after moving into costume now, and it's something I really enjoy, and it's just handy to have as well as an actor to be able to do costume as well.
So you're doing all both the front and back of the whole area of creation and film production and theatre. Yeah. You're doing it all, really.
Yeah, and then you get to learn so much from other students who come from other backgrounds. They've trained other places, so we're all learning off each other, which is great.
So this is your passion, is it, Saoirse?
Yeah, and a lot of people in there. It's not an easy job. We do very, very long hours, and it's all done ourselves. We don't get paid, but you can tell that the people who do it are all very, very passionate about what they do.
Yeah, and of course, for this particular festival, you're also, I think you're doing 3 jobs there. They're doing publicity. Of course, you're on the radio with me here tonight, doing a shout out for people to get down to the Sean O'Casey Theatre tonight and for the rest of the week until Saturday. You're also doing looking after the crew and the stage, and you're also in some of the productions yourself.
Yes, I'm in Cloudwalker, the play that was written by Isabel Murphy, and it's about a young girl, she's about 19 years old, and she had quite a tough upbringing, and she relied on her imaginary friend to kind of get her through it, and there's quite a big twist at the end that the audience don't expect. And when the play goes on, at the very end of the play, you can hear the whole audience gasp, and they do love it. Like, the twist at the end makes the play, and a lot of them are quite like that. They're all very cleverly written.
Now, you're actually performing tonight then, because Cloudwork is one of the five performances tonight, is that correct?
Yeah, Cloudwalkers is going on tonight, so I'm outside the theatre now. Everybody's in getting dressed, it's their final show call.
Yes.
Getting hair and makeup and all that's getting done now.
So, okay, so with my fiver tonight, what am I going to see? Give me the names, the titles of the five productions I can see tonight.
So you'll see Beneath the Surface, which was written by Debbie Chamberlain, and that's actually a musical. It features four songs that she wrote herself. And that's performed within the play. It's about a librarian, and just what can it's an interesting play, because you kind of don't think there's much drama that's going to go on in the library. Okay. But you find out then at the end. The next play is a comedy written by David Kavanagh. It's called In Memory of Who, and takes place in a church. So again, it's very funny, and it's not the most likely place for what goes on to happen. Then the next play is Little Women Got Wrong, which was written by Caroline Byrne. This play is about a family, and it's just the normal thing that goes on with a family when there's a family full of girls, and that's also a comedy. And then the next play is Cloudwalkers, which, as I said, is about a young woman and her imaginary friend. And then after that is Behind Closed Doors, which is a kind of a slapstick comedy, which is very pantoey, keeps the audience laughing the whole way through, and it's about a burglary.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. I mean, you've got so many different genres just in that one evening. You're getting a little bit of everything, musical and comedy and, you know, really great storylines. And what time did the performance kick off at this evening?
So tonight we'll start at 7:30.
Okay,
So the doors open around 7:00.
Seven,
and
so
the show kicks off at 7:30.
And it's a beautiful theatre, isn't it? Sean O'Casey is a beautiful theatre, isn't it?
Yeah, it's lovely, and all the staff are very welcoming, and we do enjoy it. We go back to Sean O'Casey every year, because even with the weather being so great yesterday,
yes,
in between breaks you can sit outside and relax. And then the theatre, they bring down the students from the other years to learn about the lights and the stage and the sound. So the theatre are very welcoming, the whole college can come.
Yeah, I mean, it's so reasonably priced at a fiver, and five shows for a fiver, and then another five shows for a fiver starting from the last part of the festival from Wednesday to Saturday. This is not
the
just
the second half of the festival. It's very, like, it's a whole different festival again. The shows are completely different. They're then a whole dance piece, so it's about a 15 minute long dance piece that was written based on someone's battle with cancer. So that's why it's called My Headscarf. It's very a very interesting piece. And then there's another play that is all about depression, and it's a lot of statistics in it from how Ireland deals with it and what help is in there for people in Ireland. And then there's a play that's based in the 1960s, and the set is very old styled and old schooled, and some people love that kind of stuff. And then there's two other comedies on that night as well.
It's
so loads on again.
Yeah, it's wonderful, Saoirse. What you guys are doing is wonderful. I mean, not only for an art lover, which I am, I'm definitely coming to see some of the plays. I just think it's amazing, but not only for me, I love the arts, and of course I always want to cover the arts for my audience, but it's for students of art who want to go and look at other people's work and maybe get some ideas, and, you know, maybe people that are going through the program at the moment and they'd like to see what you guys are producing at the end of your term. I mean, it's fantastic. I can't say anymore. Yeah, it's wonderful.
Everybody's very, very supportive. Like, most of the colleagues will come and see them. And even for people who don't know us, to come down and maybe they like this or they like that, all the students are very open to collaboration. And, like, it would be no problem to meet with the students after. Even if you're doing something in a few weeks and you need someone to do your sound, this might be the place where you find your sound engineer.
Well, look, you're a really busy lady, Saoirse. I know you've got a ton of things to do once you get off the phone with me here. So best of luck tonight. I'm giving you another... We'll give it a shout out during a little bit later on in the show as well, to get down to Sean O'Casey Theatre tonight to see all those five plays for really inexpensive a fiver for the evening. It's a great value night out for all the family. So thank you so much for your time, and good luck with the organisation and with your own performance tonight. Have fun, Saoirse.
Thank you
so much for talking to us.
Take care, bye bye.
Take care, you too, bye bye.